Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Hi,
dude?
Jimmy. Jimmy, hi. It's us. Hi.
Jimmy.
Hey, can you hear me, Jimmy?
Jim.
I'm happy to be on the show.
Yeah, we got a message from Jimmy's people because he's got this epic comedy.
He's done another radio
sexual
show.
Sexual liaison.
I mean,
special purpose for her.
More, is that more than going to work?
Put your face. Makes a little more sense. It's fairly graphic.
Especially, and I so.
To be honest, you know.
Is it up good? But it's
okay. So he's
obviously, we'll talk about
tour.
The special coming up tomorrow night on Epix TV. But you did something recently, and I've always thought you were really funny. But I was so impressed by this. And that last Ted said there was no room and never the right time to make a funny rape joke. That it was always inappropriate. And she had a friend. Just the very point of someone saying, "Okay, well, I'll be the guy who's pro rape joke," which sounds terrible.
Right.
But you went on there, and boy, you handled yourself so well. It was really impressive, and I wanted to congratulate
you.
Look at that.
You know what it is? It's weird. It's like it's so easy to go on and yell at each other, and all these news pundits do it. And you ever watch a talking head show? It's just one guy's liberal, one guy's conservative. Blah, blah, blah. What about the Congress? Blah, blah, blah.
Right, yeah.
Like, oh, this stinks. It's unwatchable. So I didn't want to get into a screaming match with her. And as a comic, it's not hard to defend doing whatever you want to do because you know how it is on the radio. If you do certain ethnicities, you get dumped out of, or you get in trouble, or right. If you do certain subject matters, you get in trouble, and you just get sick of it after a while. So rape jokes, hey, look, I know a lot of people aren't going to love them, but there's no way as a comedian I'm going to edit an entire piece of human behavior out of my out of the possible arsenal of things I'm going to talk about.
Yeah. And for those who didn't see it, I know you can find it on, I'm guessing it's on YouTube. I saw it when Jim had tweeted it on Twitter, but I'm sure you can still find
By
it.
The way, I'll say this. Our show and how we ran our show was excellent. It was very good. Bringing in top name guests like this. I mean, Jimmy's not exactly the biggest name, but he's pretty big. And Greg was excellent at interviewing people, without a doubt. Very good at that. I don't know why he has stopped doing this.
What was the show it was on? I'm sorry.
Oh, it's W. Kamau Bell.
That's right.
And he's on FX.
Think about it. He's the only one that's spoken in this clip. And he's very good. He's very concise. He's sharp. This is a good interview.
And you say, you know, Jim Norton rape, and that usually tends to come up. If it's not going to be my radio contract, it'll be my debate with him.
Funny.
But the point you made about it not being like other screaming talking head debates where they're not listening or whatever, this was an actual, like, the way it's drawn up debate, not like Lincoln Douglas or anything like that, but it was well done for both of you. And then you did something else afterwards where some of your fans or some fans of the radio show were going after her and tweeting terrible things about her. And then you went on Twitter and said, hey, you know what? That's totally against what I was trying to do. We're debating, you know, what's okay for freedom of speech and for,
sure.
for entertainment.
And I don't like to tell people what to say. Like, I'll never tell, like, Opie and Anthony fans or Jim Norton fans, hey, guys, don't. But it was almost like what they were saying,
yes,
hey,
you
I
will.
Hope you get raped. And that, then people who are on Lindy's side would say, well, that strengthens the argument for rape culture.
Okay, I also know why this is a good interview or how it's a good interview, because Opie and Anthony have nothing to make fun of. Nothing. This is excellent.
But it really doesn't, because what was happening is they were just rebelling against what they saw
yes.
as an argument against free speech.
Yes.
Like, if she and I had been talking about drunk driving jokes, all those people would not have went
like
on and said, get raped. They would have went on and said, I hope you're killed by a drunk driver.
Right.
They were just taking the subject that we were discussing. They didn't agree with her, so they were trying to hurt her with that subject. But they would have done that with whatever the subject was. But I was like, you know, she was nice, and I liked her personally, and I didn't want to see her getting attached so badly for just expressing an opinion that a lot of people have.
Do you think she appreciated the respectful way you handled it?
I think so. And her boyfriend, I actually liked too, sent me a nice tweet and said, man, you've been really nice to this. And it was like, I didn't feel like I was doing anything special.
Is he a
I mean,
cuck?
When you debate somebody, if
did
it's
you
a pleasant
fuck
debate,
her
you're
in
not
front of him, Jimmy?
And bash them after.
Why aren't these guys asking the pertinent questions?
Come on.
The hard-hitting
like
questions.
I'm the only person in the country with this opinion.
Right.
And if I am mean to her, then this opinion goes away.
Yes.
There's a lot of people that have this. Yeah, I mean, how many own sitting in his face?
Responsible.
Tweet like.
Yesterday.
But when I'm black, I appreciate it. Thank you.
No.
A little bit kind of like or anywhere else.
Perfect. Follow Jim on Twitter, at Jim Norton and JimNorton.com. Continued success. Thanks for joining us, Jim.
Thank you.
Hey, guys,
success.
Thanks a lot, man. You really you take good care of me. I appreciate it. Thank you.
No, Jim. Thanks, man. Thanks, Jim.
I like how Matt says, hey, Jimmy, what's in your fridge?
That's great. I'm a huge fan.
Oh, yeah.
While you were discussing it, I followed him on Twitter just because I'd been meaning to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like comedians like that. Even if I don't necessarily agree with them, their opinions are still based just in common sense.
Yeah.
You know, you got to do.
Crazy.
What, they're holding a grudge for something we said 5 years ago?
That's good. On both sides. I mean,
that was good.
They drive me
right?
I don't care if they're liberal or conservative. They all
those guys sound good, too, E-Rock.
Yeah.
We have no issue with them. They sound good.
That didn't sound like anything that would be Jocktoberish or anything.
Right.
Well, I guess a lot has changed in 5 years.
Oh. Yeah. 5 years ago. That's crazy.
What, they're holding a grudge for something we said 5 years ago? What the fuck is that about?
Damn.
Now you're getting mad at them.
Yeah, I like these guys.
Motherfuckers.
Fuck.
Why were they playing a music bed through the whole interview?
Were they? I didn't even notice.
No, we didn't.
That's, you know, you got to do that shit.
No, we didn't. What are you talking? Did you even listen, you fucking moron? You idiot. Fast forward. I was on Anthony's show. I hosted Anthony's show on Compound when he had his fucking heart attack. Carl and I did that. Well, anyway, that's a long way of me explaining to you. By the way, look at Darla. She's so damn cute. That's a long, look at those eyes. Long way of me explaining to you that I'll be on with Carl hosting Who Are These Podcasts live tonight in Detroit. And I said to Carl, I go, who do you want me to roast? And he says, well, it's Jocktober. Why don't you roast Free Beer and Hot Wings again? I said, all right. If that's what you want, I absolutely can roast the Free Beer and Hot Wings show. So I'm going to play the clips that I have prepared for the Jocktober edition of Who Are These Podcasts? These are video clips you need to see. All right? Clip number one. Now, when I'm explaining this show to the audience of Who Are These Podcasts, they don't really know the mannerisms and the tendencies of that show, so I have to kind of spell it out to them. All right? And the important thing that I need to spell out to the Who Are These Podcasts audience is that this is a radio show heard on 50 small markets throughout the U.S. All right. and primarily hard rock stations. The show basically just is one person tells a story, the next person tells a story about personal things, and it's insanely mundane and boring. Case in point, my clip number one. Pay attention to how this peters out at the end. But the idea that they're what they're discussing is that Greg has new Christmas lights and so does Steve. So they are discussing their new Christmas lights, and then it peters out and Greg turns to the rest of the crew and gets annoyed because there's like a pause.
And that point, the light show was on, and that the dad came up and he goes, "You just made my son's night."
Hell yeah!
It was pretty great. Mm-hmm. That was pretty fun.
Kids love lights. Kids are simple.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm simple too.
So everybody loves lights.
Yeah,
I mean, let's be honest. There's a reason why Christmas lights are popular. Everyone, almost everyone, likes them.
Evelyn's already got a plan for her birthday next year. She wants pink and purple lights on her birthday. Said, no problem. We'll do them the whole week.
Yeah, you can have them tomorrow if you want. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know.
She doesn't know that, though.
No. She's you want her to think it's real hard?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I'm hoping I might be able to finish mine today.
You think so?
Look, everybody's looking at their computers. No one even is paying attention to this shit.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I'm hoping I might be able to finish mine today.
You think so?
Might be able to.
Got some spare parts if you need it.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
You have to cut any?
Nope. Not so far.
Nice.
Good.
What else?
God.
Bimbo.
Wow. The way that ended. Jesus.
You have to cut any?
Nope. Not so far.
Nice.
Good.
What else?
Great. God damn. All right. So Greg gets annoyed. What else? All right. And then there's a big laugh. And then Maitland, she picks up the fumble and starts running down the field. This is not a good thing. All right, that's a bunch of, I don't know what the fuck that is. It's not supposed to be there. That's way annoying. I could have swore I had this goddamn clip ready to go. Hang on, I can still get it. Uh-huh. No, I don't have it. Shit, I suck. All right, that's okay. You get the idea.
I had fudge there. It was the Frankenmuth Fudge Company or something
that.
Okay. So my roommate got some fudge. I didn't, because I don't like to buy like the big bricks of it. And then you've got it for weeks. And sometimes I just want a little nibble of some.
Shut the fuck up, okay? Shut the fuck up.
So they went from Christmas lights to Maitland. Bought some fudge. Holy shit. All right. Tofus says, I feel awkward. That's so bad. David says, this is fucking awful. Tofus says, I mean, this is shit you would talk to your coworker about before you clock in at work. That's so true. Jeremy says, remember to make as many Saint Gaslight jokes as possible, easy. In case you don't know, Saint Gaslight's uncle will be there. That's why Jeremy is saying that. Saint Gaslight's uncle is Drew. I ran into Drew last year at this same event. I go, do you want to punch me in the face? Because he knows how hard I've been going. And Carl said he doesn't want to punch you in the face, but his sister does. Drew's sister. Drew's sister is Joe's mom. Her name is Nancy. I guess she wants to kick my ass because she's probably been convinced by that retard, Saint Gaslight, that I'm like the devil. Hey everybody, Tropel EZ, to talk about one of my amazing partners, Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile's done it right, you know. If you're like a sucker who's trapped paying tons of money to big wireless, it's time to end that cycle. You see, with big wireless, what you see is never what you get. Somewhere between the store and your first month's bill, the price you thought you were paying magically skyrockets. I've seen this happen so many times, especially with Pooh Bear, when she breaks her phone and gets a new one. Oh, yeah, it's only going to cost me this much. And get home, and it's a complete disaster. I need, a personal loan to pay the bill. With Mint Mobile, you'll never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. Okay, Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans. I do this, and you should too. My bill went from astronomical to $15 a month for my phone. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. The game is up for big wireless. We are on to you. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Zane. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower over 40 gig on unlimited plan, but you'll be fine. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
If you want jazz music, go to New Orleans. Bagels, New York. And for psychics, think California Psychics. You want the best, you go to the best. At California Psychics, home of free spirits and open minds, we know better than anyone what makes a good psychic. That's why we guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Well, they all can suck my dick for all I care. Holy shit. All right. I want to try to bring in, put in a random call to Rick from TC Paintball, which, by the way, somebody made a comment yesterday on the Patreon. I'm sorry, the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. I talked to the former Mr. Kayla Coleman Lutz, and I said, "Hey Coleman, I want to talk to you and say hi to my buddy Ben there, who's turning 16. And he goes, "Okay, great." And then the dog got in the way of the camera. And I don't remember the dog's name, but Coleman goes, "Get the fuck out of the way." And somebody wrote, "Uh-oh. Now Linda and Maureen, well, especially Linda, are going to want to lump Coleman in with dog abuser." I was like, "Oh, my God, this is the gift that keeps on giving." Let's see if we can get Rick on here.
Good morning, Eric Payne.
The patented surprise phone call works again.
It slides right in, doesn't it?
It just slides right in. I love it when you say that.
How's it going?
It's going very well. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I can't complain. I might, but I can't really.
Are you playing paintball this weekend?
I may. My knee's been in rough shape, but it's feeling a lot better this week. So I'm thinking about playing on Sunday.
You know why it's feeling better? It's because you're taking it easy.
That might be it. I've also been icing it day and night, and that's helped a ton. I think I fell off that a little bit, and it was feeling good, so I stopped doing that, and I think that's partially what led to my recent woes with it.
Okay, and then business as usual at TC Paintball, so you're going to be having people there playing paintball. You're going to be beating up Barley.
I won't beat up Barley this weekend. I got to go out of town for a wedding, so I'm going to be gone like tonight and tomorrow night, and then I'll be back on Sunday.
How close are we to getting a new baby dog?
We go to World Cup the first week in November, and we've been looking at pictures, and you know how that goes. So I think right after World Cup, we're going to get pretty serious about it pretty fast.
All right. Have you always had two dogs?
No. I had a dog when I met my current wife, and as part of a tryout to see how good we were, she decided to get me a dog for my birthday. And so I got a puppy when I had an adult dog. And that worked so well because Basil learned all the Sage's mannerisms and discipline pretty fast. So we had Basil, and then we lost Sage. Basil was by herself for a little while, and then we got Barley. And the same thing kind of happened. Barley isn't quite as smart as Basil and Sage, but the same thing happened with mannerisms and discipline. She caught on really fast. So we will do the same thing and try to pay it forward that way.
Are you going to name the dog similarly?
Yes, absolutely. I love how that has been working out. So we'll keep that up.
So, like, it might be Thyme or Rosemary.
Time I've never considered, and now that you say that, I kind of like it. We have considered rosemary, coriander, oregano, pepper. We've considered all of those, and even olive. I like all those to a degree, but you know when you're like considering like a name for a kid or a dog and you kind of overplay it in your mind? I think I get to the point where I'm sick of it and think it's stupid sounding.
How about garlic salt?
That's interesting. Call it Gary for short. Or Garley. It'd be weird with Garley and Barley, though.
I'm looking at the comments right now.
Ooh, am I getting beat up?
Well, this is what I deal with.
Haters gonna hate.
And like Tophus wrote, I missed something. Did Rick beat up a dog?
Oh, no.
So now he asks that to the chat. And I've said it before, the people who have said this about you, that's completely not true. Okay. But Tophus asked, and Maureen now is slandering you, libeling you by saying, yes, he has beaten dogs. He beats them into submission, she says.
I should log in because I'm assuming there's the peanut gallery is probably supporting her in some way.
Well, let's see. Chris says he's a notorious dog beater, but it's coming from Chris, so I think he's being facetious. Okay.
You got to read the sarcasm sometimes, yeah.
And then Linda says we're not the only ones in the chat commenting on this. I don't see any other ones. So now they're all ganging up on you.
Well, I guess that's...
And I'm here to say that you have never beaten a dog before.
I've never beaten a kid. I whipped a dog's ass when it needed it. Well, I don't know if I call it beating, though. When I hear beating, I think abuse. Okay. And I don't abuse a dog. You know, I discipline dogs and children.
Oh, man. I kind of wish you didn't say that.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a clip or at least create angry individuals.
I was trying to help you sidestep this. But then you said that. God damn it.
I mean, what are you going to do?
Oh, no. I'm so trying to bridge this all, you know, piece this together in some way, and then you fucking do that.
I bet there's some keyboard keys chattering away.
Killing you. They want to beat your ass. And I, you know what? At this point, I have to let you go. I have to let you fly out of the nest.
Oh, no. I was cut loose. Talk to you soon.
No. I don't mean hang up on the phone call. Just I've been trying so hard. I've been working so hard trying to keep this together. Holy shit. Oh, no. But all right. Well, nevertheless, I don't even know what to say now. Go Lions. Go Lions. I don't know. What is there? I have no way to actually end this.
What are you going to do?
All right. I love you.
Talk to you soon.
See ya. That was that's what you call a double down. That was a double down. Boy, this is let me start from the top here. Chris says, yeah, I don't believe that. This is when it was all unfolding in front of our ears. Joe Martinez says, Rick, who cares? Cole writes, he beat up a kid and no one cares, but when a dog was mentioned, people lost their mind. Well, there's an old rule. The first, you don't ever, like pets is the number one thing that really gets people going. One dog assault, you can get away with 10 baby assaults. It's a formula. Linda wrote, there you fucking go. Stevie says, gross. Linda says, God damn him. Chris goes, oh, Rick. Matt writes, careful. He already beats kids and dogs. Ladies are next on the list. Come on. Maureen wrote, see? Stevie says, you lost me, Rick. Rebecca says, that's not helping his case. Tophus says, yeah, that's not great. Linda says, shut the fuck up, asshole. Stevie says, asshole of the day. Linda says, asshole of the goddamn year. Chris says, read the room, Rick. Ryan says, Rick isn't the enemy. Focus your hate on Trump, the Hitler-loving fascist. I don't think that's going to work here. I think right now, based on the audience responses, if the audience had to choose between Trump and Rick, they're going to pick Trump. Linda says, I swear to God, I will kick his ass if I ever see him. We fucking told you, all caps, red face. Oh, boy. Maureen says, you cannot deny it now, Eric. When someone tells us who they are twice, you must believe them. I had this. This was so perfect. I had this so contained. I had worked tirelessly for containment. Did you see my face? I went, oh. No, don't do it. God damn you. This is a PR nightmare. This is a absolute PR nightmare. Holy shit. All right. Remember when I said it's going to be an abbreviated show? It's a perfect opportunity to wrap it up. That's what I'm going to do. Okay. Love ya. You guys are the best. Right. I will be back with you coming up on Monday. The Eric Zane Show podcast. God, I can't even get my theme. The fucking train is so off the tracks. I'm just going to kill it. See you, folks. Bye-bye. Oh, my God. Don't forget asshole of the day. Holy shit. Rick made easy cancel himself. God. Well, I was going to do a short show anyway. Because I got shit to do. Rick, come on, man. Fuck, dude. Yeah, I hope you understand, Rick, that if I don't make you asshole of the day, I'm dead. My ass is already kicked. So close to having as much damage control as possible. I mean, it was going to be just a hand grenade. And now it's Hiroshima. Rick has won a very rare thing. The coveted sponsor wins asshole of the day. And it's brought to you. Rick is asshole of the day, brought to you by Rick. Oh, my God. All right. I'll talk to you folks coming up on Monday. Thank you for being here. Fuck me. Bye-bye.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Do you feel like you're going through life clouded by doubt? Talk to California Psychics. Our trusted and accurate psychics are available 24/7, and we guarantee, if it's not life-changing, it's free. Download the app or connect with us at californiapsychics.com. Right now, new customers get 80% off their first reading. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.